It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. The only excuse I can come up with for not seeing the exceptional exhibition of John McLaughlin's painting at LACMA until just a few days ago is the two other blockbuster exhibitions at the same museum, Picasso and Rivera, and German art in the age of Dürer and Cranach. I went to see these two blockbuster exhibitions several times already and each time rejoiced at the richness and diversity of the artworks on display. So, how can any other exhibition survive a competition with Picasso and Dürer? On the very last day of 2016, I went to LACMA again, this time with one purpose, and one purpose only, to see the retrospective exhibition of John McLaughlin. Anyone interested in the history of Southern California post-war art will recognize his important contributions to geometric abstract painting. I've seen McLaughlin's work on a number of occasions and have always been aware of its importance. But not until this exceptional exhibition at LACMA was I able to connect with his art not only intellectually, but on a deeper emotional level. McLaughlin's medium-sized paintings with their rectangles of solid colors give an initial impression of simplicity. But a very complicated simplicity it is, with strong echoes of abstract compositions by Malevich and Mondrian. What makes this exhibition so special and so unique is the fact that it is the first and long overdue retrospective of his works since his death 40 years ago. I didn't plan to spend more than 15-20 minutes walking through the exhibition, but much to my surprise, I stayed there for over an hour, marveling at the sophistication and minimalistic luxury of McLaughlin's art. And here is yet another, rather unexpected twist. Each room of the exhibition has a few wooden chairs designed by a well-known sculptor and furniture maker, Roy McMacken. He was commissioned to design these 12 chairs in response to McLaughlin's paintings. At first glance, all 12 chairs look the same, but pay attention, and you will discover subtle differences in their design that complement and echo the geometric composition of abstract paintings around them. So, my friends, if you haven't treated yourself yet to these three exceptional exhibitions at LACMA, do it now in the first days of the new year. Have fun! But please, save a little bit of time and energy for yet another museum adventure, a conversation at the Getty Center on Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. This one will be devoted to the minor German princes who married into the Russian imperial family and subsequently transformed herself into Catherine the Great. There is a fascinating new biography of Catherine by Susan Jack titled The Empress of Art. The book has a particular focus on her passion for art, which she collected voraciously throughout her reign. With the help and advice of such luminaries as Diderot and Voltaire, Catherine often acquired the entire collections of European nobility in desperate need of money. The hundreds of paintings she acquired became the foundation of the world-famous Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg. The history of the Hermitage and the life of Catherine as the Empress of Art will be the subject of conversation between the author, Susan Jack, and myself at the Getty Auditorium on Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. The event will be open to the public, but tickets should be reserved in advance. There are few women in history more fascinating than Catherine the Great, and for the first time, Susan Jack brings her to life through the prism of art. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on